Well, good morning. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord, even if it is online. Amen. Well, we have this segment called the Youth Message, and it's really very similar to the message that we bring on Sunday morning in church at 11 o'clock. But we entitled it the Youth Message so that we could try to stay in touch with our youth. And Travis and Tina, and Tina too, and Carol Morgan are doing a real good job staying in touch with them. They've been able to go over to the Capital City Church of God on Wednesday night to fellowship with them. But the youth message online is very similar to the one that we'll do on Sunday morning in the church, but it's a little different because I try to just to make it, I don't know, a little shorter, a little simpler. You know, one thing about the gospel, it's a simple message for simple people. So you don't have to be young to look at things simply, because we're all young at heart. But I wanted to share with you in Mark's gospel today, in chapter 1. And this particular part of chapter 1, from verses 21 through 28, its subtitle is When Jesus Cast Out an Evil Spirit. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Jesus and his companions went to the town of Capernaum, and every Sabbath day he went into the synagogue and taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching, for he taught as one who had real authority, quite unlike the teachers of religious law. A man possessed by an evil spirit was in the synagogue, and he began shouting, "Why are you bothering us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One sent from God." Jesus cut him short. "Be silent. Come out of this man." At that, the evil spirit screamed and threw the man into convulsions, but then he left him. Amazement gripped the audience, and they began to discuss what had happened. "What sort of new teaching is this?" they asked excitedly. "It has such authority. Evil spirits obey his orders." And the news of what had happened spread quickly throughout the entire area of the Galilee. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. You know, we live over here in Monticello. Now, it's cold weather over here now, so you don't see them now. But when it starts to warm up again, little mushrooms pop up. Some of them are beautiful, beautiful colors. Now, as a young man, my father in Pennsylvania was a truck farmer, and we also grew mushrooms. Mushrooms are very interesting. I love mushrooms now. I didn't like them then when I had to go into the mushroom house. It's all dark and cold, and you pick up and you cut these little white things off, and it's good. But I have learned to love them. I enjoy mushrooms now. And I was looking at some of these mushrooms that grow up out here in my yard, and I was wondering, y'all wonder if they're good. Wonder what they would do with you if you eat them, or if you could go and pick them. Now, the mushrooms we grow in the mushroom house was domesticated mushrooms, and they were the kind of mushrooms that you find in the store and all that. But, you know, I heard about some psychedelic mushrooms and everything. But I was just wondering, some of them are beautiful. Some of them are purple, and they are mixed with God's fascinating. And then I know that really mushrooms are mold. Why would mold look so good? And I was wondering, would this one be dangerous to eat? Now, I was thinking, now how am I going to tell the difference? I'm not even going to try it because I heard that the wild mushrooms, a lot of them are poisonous. So I don't know which one would be poisonous or not. So, tell you the truth, I just leave them alone. Now, experts have ways of telling what mushrooms are good and what mushrooms are bad, and that's how they can tell, and even send some of the mushrooms into the store, because all the mushrooms in the store, not all of them are white. Some of them are brown, some of them are portobello, all that stuff. Well, how does that relate to Jesus casting out evil spirits in Mark's gospel? And I think it's this way. Now, when that man was in the synagogue, when Jesus come in and they started teaching, you know, he didn't know, Jesus didn't know that the man was with an evil spirit. So how can you tell by looking at a person whether he or she is a good person or not? It's like looking at the mushrooms. How can you tell whether it's a good mushroom or a bad mushroom? How can you tell if a person is good or bad? Well, sometimes people who look real good on the outside are as mean as snot in the inside. Now, that's a terrible thing, but you know what I'm saying. Some people who really look rough can turn out to be someone who are the nicest people in the world. And they always said, you don't want to judge a book by its cover. So we should never pass judgment on another person by the way he or she looks. And sometimes even the nicest people can forget who they are and do things they know they should not do. You see, that's the difference between mushroom and people. Mushrooms are either good or bad, And people aren't always bad. People are not really simple. They're complicated. Did you know we were complicated? Can you imagine how God created us with this human body and put His Spirit in us and all the things that go on in our human body? But we don't know sometimes if people can just kind of flick the bick, as we say, and go off the handle and just be doing stupid stuff. But you know what? That's why God forgives us. He doesn't have to forgive mushrooms. Mushrooms can't help being what they are. But we can choose to be good or bad. You know, that's the free will God's given us to when He created us. We have the free will either to love God and worship God or don't bother with God. Just, out there. So we entitled this message, Unsanctified. Now, probably growing up, all of us has heard, I am sanctified. And that means that we are set apart for God's special gift to us. But if you're unsanctified, you're just being defiled. Like that gentleman in the synagogue with Jesus. He was defiled with an evil spirit. And he was unsanctified. But when Jesus called out that evil spirit and healed him of that, the man became justified. What a joy. Now, I'm glad that whenever we do something stupid, we can say, I know you love me. Would you please forgive me? And He certainly will. You see, all of us can be thankful for God's love and forgiveness, no matter what we've done, no matter where we are. So when you have one of them grouchy days or woe is me days, just take time and say, God, I know you love me. Help me get past this evil thought or meanness or whatever. And I want to be a representation to the world. And I want the world to know that Jesus loves me and people can see it. Remember in Vacation Bible School or Youth Week, we would say, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Remember all that? That's what we need to be. We need to be able to let people know that we have the love of God inside. And if we do something stupid, ask God to forgive us, and He will be faithful to do that. And even the people that maybe we grump at or something like that, we need to ask for their forgiveness too. Forgiveness is a great thing. And you can receive forgiveness, but sometimes we need to learn to forgive ourselves. And once we learn to forgive ourselves, I'll tell you what, it opens up all kinds of new things in our lives. God loves you, we love you, and I hope to see you in church sometime soon. God bless.